This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver residents continue to head to polls today. The crowded mayor's race is top of mind for a lot of people, even with city council seats and local ballot questions up in the air. Ron Houchins braved the snow to drop off his ballot outside an RTD station.
You can have good ideas, but are you going to make it happen? What are you going to do to make it happen?
The mayor's race will head to a runoff if none of the 16 candidates win more than 50% of the vote. Drop boxes and polls for Denver close at 7 p.m. It's also election day in Colorado Springs. Registered voters also have until 7 p.m. to get their ballots to the city clerk's office or a drop box. Vanessa Barton chose to return her ballot to a drop box downtown rather than relying on snail mail.
It was easier than putting a stamp on it and kind of hoping that it makes it to the right space. I wanted to make sure it actually got into the ballot box and my vote counts.
Voters will choose a new mayor and several new city councilors. There's also a ballot measure regarding a sales tax supporting trails and open space. There is no in-person voting in this election in Colorado Springs. Head to krcc.org to find a drop box near you and read about the candidates and issues in a voter guide. Much of Colorado experienced another bout of winter temperatures and snow today. The I-25 and I-70 corridors received several inches of snow throughout the day, making for a pretty messy commute in the morning. The cold snap should dissipate by this weekend, though. Highs are expected to be in the 60s and 70s on Saturday. Stay with us starting at 7 o'clock for updates from the Denver mayor's race as well as other races across Denver and Colorado Springs. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.